Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
Halfway home on a very sad day here on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, executive producer of the program. And Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor, who kind of got your start in this career, in your career working with Randy Jones.
I did. Seeing some of the tributes coming in. If you're just joining us, Padres announced the passing of Randy Jones yesterday. This morning, the news coming out. Just saw Jesse's tweet. Jesse Agler saying, so sad to hear this. Randy took such incredible care of me when I first got to San Diego. All those social hour shows, so much time off to the side. I learned so much from him. Beyond that, a true early star for the franchise, sending love to Marie and their family. And that was it exactly when I heard him say he took such good care of people. Yes. And I felt the exact same way when I was first getting started, and I was new to the business and new to covering baseball on a daily basis. Randy always had the time, always had some wisdom to share, and always felt like he took it upon himself to take care of people who were just even adjacent to the Padres family.
Yep.
When Craig Elston and I were first, you know, poor kids doing our pregame show, and he would say, stop by the barbecue, I'll put you on scholarship. And
I love that.
He'd hook
man.
Us up with ribs or one of those giant RJ slugger dogs. I mean, absolutely, those huge hot dogs with barbecue sauce,
now,
which were unbelievable.
Did he know, Paulie, what kind of beast he was unleashing here?
True.
Free barbecue. Now.
Oh, it was such a treat.
Well, let me ask you
to get to go to his stand, and he would let me get you some food.
Now,
it's just amazing.
Did you abuse it?
No, I waited until the invitation.
Okay.
He was generous with the invitations. Usually, at least once a homestand.
He'd say, "Come on, that's nice.
Come on down and eat with me on scholarship." He'd say,
"I'd love it.
I just love that. It was so. He was just that was him, though. You know, he was constantly doing those little things, just popping in, checking on you.
He's smart. He's
sharing
sucking
stories.
Up to the media. That's very smart.
He was media savvy. There's no doubt.
Very much.
No
so.
Doubt about it. And Randy understood how it worked.
Yeah.
Probably better than most people did in the business. But, yeah, learned so much about pitching from him. I mean, throw strikes. That was always his first analysis of every pitching matchup. He's got to throw strikes.
I heard it 7,000 times. Would you ever think you're going to throw a strike? I'm like, please shut up. I'm already having a hard enough time.
It sounds so simple, but it's 70, 80% of the job. You throw strikes, there's a good chance you're going to be successful.
Yeah, well, anytime I threw a strike, I got battered around the park. So also helpful to mix change speeds and location, something he
but
did
for
very
strikes.
Well. Yeah, for strikes. For strikes. He was awesome. He was awesome. Got a chance to hang with him many, many times. Listen to the stories. Again, just always the kindness that he exhibited to us when we would come out, always had time for our show, would sit down with us. And you know the thing I love about him, because he's about as old school as it got, right? One of my favorite stories is when we showed up to Fantasy Camp one year. And we I don't think we knew what was coming, or we knew and we couldn't believe it until we saw it. But the City Connect uniforms were hanging in our lockers. And I went, oh, they look good on Manny. Boy, they look good on Tatis. They look good on Xander. They're not going to look good on me and Paul. That's something I knew in my heart. This is going to be a bit excruciating for us.
Just too much.
It's just too much color for
too
us.
Too much material with the color,
yeah,
perhaps?
Yeah. We're not svelte guys. and to put on, you look like a big, fat, pasty candy cane. And so we would put it on. And I went out to the backfield to like warm up. And I noticed Randy, who was the commissioner, he would always dress in the uniform in which the players were dressed in. Not that day, my friend. And not any other day we wore the City Connect, right? Yep. Refused to wear it. So I picked up on it really quickly. Randy, where's your City Connect? And he would shoot me daggers because, you know, he goes, I ain't doing it. And I go, you have to. You're the commissioner. You have to wear it. He's like, I'm not wearing that effing thing, Woodsy. And I go, all right. It's not for you. Kind of feel a little bit let down, you know, that we're all out here suffering in it. And he goes, I won't be caught dead in it. He would not wear the hat. He would not wear any of it.
That really is Randy in a nutshell. Somehow he could be the kindest, sweetest gentleman and the biggest curmudgeon.
Oh, yeah. Such a curmudgeon.
All at the same time.
But you know what?
Just such a delightful package. I mean, he just put it together in the best way. He could be sour, grumpy. He would also be just witty and charming, and all of it together just created this, I don't know, just unbelievable person known as Randy Jones.
You also didn't know if he was really grumpy or
you couldn't really tell.
Like,
here, I have a perfect example.
There was always a twinkle.
I have a clip here. This was from March of 2020.
Wow.
And the pandemic was underway.
Yep.
We did not know. This was March 24th. We did not know what was coming. But you'll remember we did some Zoom Padre social hours. They brought that back on Channel 84 or whatever it was. And you guys were on there.
I do not remember
Randy
this
Jones
at all.
And Jesse Agler were hosting. And here's the audio.
Awesome, man. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Woody.
Woods joining us. Randy, now that he's gone, what's the honest scouting report on his pitching performance at Fantasy Camp?
Got no command whatsoever. Never seen a guy walk that many guys. If he didn't walk him, he hit him, you know. And then he'd be lights out for two or three hitters. I have no idea why. Neither does he. I love him. He loves the game. I know that.
So funny.
What a nice thing to say. He loves the game.
I know that. Almost made me cry, dude.
He loves the game. I know that.
The thing, too, about Randy, as I was saying, like, he's so old school. And, yeah, we would talk privately about, these new pitchers, this new generation, you know, they work so slow. You got to work fast. I pitched a game in an hour and a half, whatever it was. But I'll tell you what. He looked at guys like Jake Peavy and Andy Ashby and Trevor Hoffman with the ultimate reverence. Like, he didn't look at those guys as, oh, those are new generation. He looked at those guys like, they're one of me. They are my guys. I know how much he loved Jake. Oh, my God. The Cy Young winners, man. He was so impressed by the new generation of players. He would marvel all the time about, you know, the speed and athleticism. And I would always ask him, like, how are you going to get Fernando Tatis Jr. out? He goes, I'll just throw the ball down the middle and close my eyes. That's what I would do. I just throw it down the middle and close my eyes. I hope he doesn't hit it 600 feet. He literally, he would talk about Manny. He would talk about Manny's glove. And, boy, it sure would have been nice to have one of those behind me. You know, I would have won 30 games with Manny playing third. The reverence that he talked about the players on this team and how much he respected them. He was the anti-Goose Gossage. You know, he was not about to go out there and call all new players giant P words. He was going to tell you, no, no, no. Like, they do it differently than we did it, certainly. And they got a lot more perks and they make a lot more money. But these dudes are unbelievable. And I loved that about him because, honestly, like, when I hear a guy bagging on new players, it sticks in my craw. It bothers me.
You know, he mentored Barry Zito during his young life and helped him develop into the pitcher that he was. Yeah, he was like his youth pitching coach of a guy who went on to have a tremendous career for the A's and the Giants and whoever else he pitched for. But Randy was always sharing his knowledge. He was sharing his time with everybody. I mentioned the barbecue story from the queue when I'd go, and C20 Moreno says his stand at the Murph was legendary at a time when the food options weren't what they are today. You know, there wasn't a lot to eat, but Randy's barbecue was so good. And then he'd hang out in front before every game and greet everyone in line who walked by. I mean, you not only got a great meal, but you got to meet a Padres Hall of Famer, a Cy Young Award winner, a legend, a two-time 20 game winner, he was just always there, and it was just part of when the Padres didn't have much going for them at that time.
Randy,
not good teams.
Yep.
They had Randy, and people would show up to see Randy and say hi to Randy. He kind of helped the organization keep going in those lean years, the last few years at Qualcomm Stadium.
Yeah, that dude was one of one. One of one. Nobody pitched like him, you know? I mean, really, like when you say one of one, like you couldn't, that profile right now, they'd be like, oh, have fun playing with Woodsy on Sundays, right? Maybe.
You don't get drafted. Yeah. You don't get a tryout. You don't even sniff minor league baseball.
And that guy was able to gut through, you know, 20 win seasons.
Cy Young Award. And he would not nowadays even get a second look from scouts.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. I'm going to miss him so much. It will not be the same out there without him. And it hasn't been in the times that we've been there without him. But if you've ever gotten a chance to spend time out there, we're so lucky and fortunate to have been able to go to all of them that it will be a giant, giant hole out there at Fantasy Camp. And I'm sure we're going to do something special in his honor
I cannot wait.
Sorry, Ben, but we're probably going to have to dedicate Fantasy Camp to him, play hard for him.
That's fine.
I know you hate that.
I don't hate it.
You hate it. You said yesterday that you hate it. You think it's a terrible, tired bit. I'm going to walk that back at all out today.
I said dedicating a victory versus a loss, like a game. Because right. But Fantasy Camp's fine. Everyone having fun at Fantasy Camp in Randy's honor is a tremendous, tremendous way to remember who he was.
Yep.
We got to tell the Fantasy Camp story of you and I forgetting something and Randy Jones having to bring it back.
Oh, one of our, not our finer moments at all. Me and Paulie driving back. Maybe it was the first one.
It was like our first year.
And we're so happy, dude. We're so sore. We're driving back. We had a blast. It was unbelievable. Driving all the way back. We get to...
It was our second trip.
Second trip.
Second trip out there. We were driving home. 6 hours.
6 hours.
We had made it. If you've done that drive, once you get into California, I mean, it is flat all through El Centro. And then finally you get up into the mountains and you kind of start creeping your way to Sunrise Highway and into Alpine and all that. And we were right in the middle of those mountains. We're like 45 minutes from home.
All of a sudden, Paulie,
and I just, he belts out. Like, I went,
Oh, F.
What? I'm like, oh no. I'm like, what did we forget? He goes, I don't know. What did we forget? I don't know. And I go, what did we forget?
And I go, you forgot the gear.
And you go, oh my God.
You forgot all of the radio gear. All of it.
Four large cases of radio equipment.
Yeah. Back
in some room in the Peoria Sports Complex. Mm-hmm. The little, it's a locker room now, but used to be like a child's room. And we left it all there. We went and played our last game, got in the truck, and bounced. Totally forgot it all. Everyone else was leaving or had already left or were leaving in the morning, maybe hitting on a flight. We had to call back to Peoria. We're like, is anybody still there?
Yeah.
And the girl that ran Fantasy Camp goes, well, Randy Jones is still here. And I go, he's my neighbor. Can you throw it in his truck, please?
Yeah, we made a Cy Young winner. Clean up our mess.
70-year-old man.
70-year-old man at the time.
Has to pick up these generators and equipment.
Throw them in the back of the truck. Drive them back. Coordinate with Paulie on a Saturday. Didn't he put you to work when you showed up to get your stuff? Didn't he ask you to do something for
him?
That was just a separate time.
He just called me on like a Saturday. He's like,
can you come hook up my stereo?
I'm trying to hang this TV on the patio and Marie's no help. Can you help me?
Paulie's like, sure.
Please don't have Marie try to mount that 40-inch television or whatever. No, I'll be there.
You had to bail him out because he bailed us out. And that's the kind of guy he was. And The stories. I mean, he would tell me about some of the guys he had to get out, you know, back in the day. And it was just like, good God, dude, you threw against that guy? Like,
I'm
insane.
I'm pretty sure he said one of his favorite players to ever face, maybe you guys can confirm, Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, yeah.
He loved,
said he loved facing
to
Pete
throw
Rose.
Against Pete Rose.
Amazing, dude. He said he would drive Pete Rose crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pete, it was under Pete's, like...
It was under his hitting speed.
Yeah. Like, he was just too slow.
Just roll it over.
For Pete, he could not quite figure out Randy.
Oh, I got him. I got him. Just unbelievable. Yeah, right here. This guy just tweets in. Haven't listened the entire morning. Did you mention there was a story back in the 70s about Pete Rose trying to bat versus RJ from the left-handed batter's box because he couldn't hit his sinker from the right side? He's like, screw it. I'm a switch hitter. I'm just going to move over because I cannot get that sinker.
I can
Pete Rose was a switch hitter, wasn't he?
I can only imagine the cursing that went on back and forth between those two.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Just, you MF or this, you MF or that. Between Pete Rose and Randy Jones, they could.
Yeah, you're a switch hitter.
They could. Yeah, they could use some salty language on occasion, man. Both of them.
Just incredible. Just incredible, incredible man.
Randy knew all the curse words.
Yeah,
let's just say that.
He did.
Maybe as many as you do.
Was. Maybe, possibly. I learned a lot from him, for sure, and just we'll miss him. We'll miss him terribly.
We will. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we need a contestant for Take on Woods if you want to try to qualify for our trip to Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Call now. Get online. We'll play our game coming up. Is anyone still tasting the Oreos?
Yeah. Smell it, taste it.
During the break,
I try not to think about it.
We ate the Thanksgiving-flavored Oreos in our last segment. Paulie had the last pick. And had the Thanksgiving, the turkey and stuffing flavored one.
I was not exaggerating.
He had me smell it. You smelled it as well.
Oh, yeah.
It almost made me vomit.
That was close.
I felt it coming back up. Just one whiff of that one, and I almost lost it. It was that bad. Paulie, I'm impressed that you got even any of it down.
It was the worst thing
I've
ever
cream
eaten.
Corn.
Yeah.
I had sweet potato.
That was filthy.
I thought it was bad. But
happily
it was,
taken either of those.
Yeah, it was. That was awful. Absolutely awful. All right, we'll come back. Take on Woods after a check of traffic with Kelly Danik. Don't go away. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. Definitely not going to gain a lot of weight eating Thanksgiving Oreos when you can only keep down half of a bite. But if you're looking to lose weight and you want to do it now, or even at the end of the holiday season into the new year, you can sign up with SDFatLoss.com and get $400 off or more. The program right now, the best prices of the year to lose weight fast and healthy. Healthy weight loss, up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days with no injections, no surgery, none of those side effects, no even need to exercise. In fact, they say, just take a little break from the exercising for a while. You'll lose the weight. And then when you're done, if you're like me, you'll want to exercise. Like, I had so much more energy after losing the weight. My back pain went away. My knee pain went away. So many benefits to SDFatLoss.com. You can make it work for you as well. Set up your free consultation online at SDFatLoss.com. They'll explain how the program works. You're eating real food from the grocery store. They don't sell you any bars. They don't sell you any meals. You just make the food yourself like you always do. You pick it out. You eat it in the right portions, the right times, and lose the weight fast. Take advantage of those low prices right now over the holidays and get the weight off right now by going to SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
About to play a little Take on Woods. First, this holiday season, too many San Diegans will go hungry. Join 97.3 The Fan and support the San Diego Food Bank. Donate food directly online through our Odyssey San Diego Food Fund, where every donation helps feed local families. Go to 97.3thefansd.com/foodfund and give today. Yeah, reeling from the news of the passing of Randy Jones. We talked about the Aztecs stunning and thrilling loss last night to Troy. Earlier, we can get back to both of those topics coming up. But right now, let's play our game. It is time to Take on Woods. All right, Take on Woods is brought to you by Bay Alarm, security and fire alarms for every business. We got you, and it looks like Daniel is on the line. Daniel, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, you know how to play our game, I believe. For everybody else, five questions, musical trivia. You compare your score to Woods. If you beat or tie him, we'll put you in our grand prize drawing for the trip to Las Vegas to see Sammy Hagar in concert, his Las Vegas residency on March 20th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. You'll also get two nights at Park MGM and a $100 gas card. All right, here are your category choices. We still have Bye, 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 five song titles and artists that are blank by blank. We have I Don't Have a Sister, submitted by Tier 1 Doug, five song titles and artists with the word sister. And our new category, all 2 second songs, Sweet Tooth, all including the word sweet. So, Bye, 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 I Don't Have a Sister, or Sweet Tooth. Daniel, what would you like to play?
I Don't Have a Sister, although I do have a...
Thank you for getting rid of that category. I did not want to have to say that. I don't have a sister. Every single day. After insulting my sister earlier this week accidentally. All right, all we have today are song titles and artists with sister in the name. Thanks to Tier 1 Doug, quickly came up with this category that same day that I made my comment. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the 2 second song. Paulie's queuing it up right now.
Yes.
You'll have to give me both the song title and the artist, one of which has the name Sister in it, to score that point. And then we'll go from there. Daniel, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Paulie, what about you?
I'm ready.
He is now ready. All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. The category, I Don't Have a Sister. Daniel, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
Finally, I figured out. That's All For You by Sister Hazel.
Correct. Motoring, What's Your Price for Flight is part of the refrain from which 1980s Night Ranger song that became the band's signature.
Pass.
He's the Greatest Dancer and We Are Family are which late 70s soul group's biggest hits?
The Pointer Sisters?
Incorrect. Which band's Neutron Dance was catapulted to the top of the charts thanks largely to the soundtrack to Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh, my God. Pass.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. Are the opening lines to which classic by the band America?
That's Sister Golden Hair.
Correct. Motoring, What's Your Price for Flight is part of the refrain from which 1980s Night Ranger song that became the band's signature.
Sister Christian?
Correct. Oh, no. You snuck it out. You got three. You did say the right answer, Pointer Sisters, but that was the Neutron Dance Band. It was Sister Sledge that was We Are Family, and he's the Greatest Dancer. So three is your score. Let's bring Woods back in and see how you do against Daniel in the same category. Woods will laugh when he hears the name of the category after it's all over. All right, let's put 60 seconds on the clock. Woods, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Daniel.
Finally, I figured out. Sister Hazel.
I'll come back to it.
Motoring, What's Your Price for Flight?
Sister Christian.
Correct. He's the Greatest Dancer and We Are Family are which late 70s soul group's biggest hits?
Sister Sledge.
Correct. Which band's Neutron Dance was catapulted to
Pointer
the top?
Pointer Sisters.
Correct. Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. To the opening lines to which classic by the band America?
Sister Golden Hair.
Correct. Let's go back to our 2 second song.
It's Sister Hazel.
Finally, I figured out.
Hard to say what it is I see in you. What the?
Keep singing, you'll get there eventually.
My taint.
All For You.
All For You.
My Sister Hazel. But a 4-3 win. You snuck it out.
That was for Randy Jones.
You're well, luckily you won.
Yeah.
Because if it had been for Randy and you had lost, that would have been a really insulting tribute.
Then he wouldn't have said that was for Randy.
Correct.
Well, see, now that you can't. That you can only do it after the fact yeah. is when it was. See, that's what I had a problem with.
That's right.
Daniel, thank you for playing. You can try again later this month. Came up just a bit short today in the category, I don't have a sister. That was submitted by Tier 1 Doug.
That's fantastic.
I don't have a sister.
That's fantastic. I don't have a sister.
You have five sisters here.
Yeah.
The Scissor Sisters.
Whoa.
We didn't even use Twisted Sister.
I saw Sister Hazel do the national anthem at a Bulls playoff game. They sang the national anthem and then came out at halftime and played that song.
All for You.
All for You. I was like, this is the best we could do for a Bulls playoff game. Sister Hazel. Okay. All right. But it was that time in the 90s when things like that were going down.
All right. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, again, if you missed it, San Diego State just epic loss last night at Viejas Arena. Can they even bounce back from something like that? Plus, more baseball news that we've been talking about all morning long. Stick around. We'll be back after a quick timeout here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, Woods and I want to talk about trust and will. And this is the holiday season, Woods.
Yeah,
you're going
to
be hanging out with your family members,
yep.
spending time with them. Maybe you should also take a little extra time to think about what you want to happen after you're gone. When you think about your kids, maybe your brother and your sister, if you don't have a plan in place, in writing, then you don't have anything at all.
That's exactly right. It was something that neither of us had had, and I wasn't really surprised in my case. I will say the fact that you didn't have one really surprised me. You actually waited longer than I did because
I did.
Your kids are older. So I got it done over the holidays last year. It's very simple to do. Go to trustandwill.com. Use the code RADIO20 when you check out. You'll get 20% off your trust or will.
Got some new points here. A will of trust isn't always just about what happens after you're gone. It can protect you while you're alive as well. If you're in an accident and medically incapacitated, you can authorize family yeah. members to make decisions on your behalf. All important things to do, but you first have to get it done easily online. No lawyer's office. Just go to trustandwill.com. Use code RADIO20 at checkout for 20% off your trust or will at trustandwill.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Daniel, our take on what's contested in our chat said, my 3-year-old having a meltdown just as I got on the air.
Been there, dude.
Paulie said he heard it. I missed it. I was kind of
concentrating
on the questions.
I heard some commotion. I didn't know what was going on.
Did it cost him the game? I don't know.
That's, you know, 4-3.
You got to deal with the environment, the circumstances.
Yeah.
It's not always going to be a perfect situation for you in take on Woods.
Hunky-dory for you, man.
This hour on Venom Woods brought to you by Toyota of Poway. It's the season to save at Toyota of Poway. Voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. The Black Friday sales event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or toyotaofpoway.com. Drive home happy this holiday. Everything I do reminds me of Randy Poway.
Yep.
Legend of Poway, Randy Jones. Our friend John Flint just came in and shared some stories of Randy throwing him BP back in the day, just remembering him curse like a sailor.
Yeah. I mean,
Johnny came in and was in here for like 30 seconds and rattled off like 4 stories about Randy Jones. And I think anybody that ever met him, ran into him, shook his hand even, probably has a story about Randy Jones.
He was, I was just looking up some of the numbers. He was 16-3 at the All-Star break the year he won the Cy Young Award. He actually had a slow, he finished 8-11 the rest of the way. He went 22-14, won the Cy Young Award. But the story I love the most is the day he pitched against Jim Cott of the Phillies at Qualcomm Stadium at the Murph, 4-1, I think, final or whatever it was. Hour and 29 minutes. Two of the fastest workers in baseball, yep. Just getting ground balls on the first pitch. Boom, 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 boom. No need for a pitch clock in the era of Randy Jones. An hour and 29 minutes. The shortest game in San Diego Padres history.
That's a dream. For a morning radio show host, I mean, if it's on, you know, it was probably a day game, but...
Yeah. 7 o'clock game.
7 o'clock game?
And some of the visiting players were able to get to a concert at 9 that they wanted to go to.
Who did they go see? Do you remember?
I don't know who they went and saw, but yeah. There was some sort of concert. They went at 9 o'clock.
Nah, man. Very sad day in San Diego. Just in a series of very sad days in San Diego, certainly. But this one hurts. This one hurts.
Speaking of concerts, my son in Seattle.
Oh, yes.
Boris was excellent.
Now, did you call him yesterday?
I texted him.
Okay.
I texted him to see. I said, we figured out that you probably went and saw Boris. And he goes, yes, I went and saw Boris. They were great. Just played awesome. It was the anniversary of their album Pink.
I like some of that one.
Not necessarily the 60-minute noise track that we played part of yesterday, but he said it was a really good show, and he was glad he went.
This is absolutely incredible. In the chat, Daniel, who just lost at Take on Woods, said his kids melted down, you know, right when he started, and I didn't hear it. I was out in the other room. He says, I'm less concerned about the Take on Woods loss and more concerned that my wife was listening and just asked why I was calling into a radio show while my kids were melting down.
She would have been happy if she was on her way to see Sammy Hagar in Las Vegas.
She would have been elated. I should have. If I had known that, Daniel, I would have let you win. I would have thrown this one for you. I would have thrown it for you. Man, that is something else. Something else. Yeah, just listening, always watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby. I mean, he gave a valiant effort.
He did. All right. I know you want to tell it like it is for San Diego State basketball.
Yeah. It's time.
We can do a little more of that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Oh, guess I'm Ben Woods, appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Again, I'm not an alarmist. You know I'm not.
No, I wish you were a little bit
more. What's the opposite of an alarmist? I downplay just about everything. No, it's not that bad.
Bright sider.
I'm a bright sider.
Well, I mean, if you take away the 6 runs you gave up in the first, you actually pitched
pretty well.
I mean, we've heard this.
That's me. I'm
how many times?
Optimist at heart. That's the opposite of an alarmist right there.
The old turd polisher. You can't polish this turd, Ben.
You really can't. It's a crushing loss for San Diego State.
Crushing. Brutal. It's excruciating.
It's a game that you picked yourself.
Season-altering loss.
Yeah. You picked yourself as just a tune-up for the real games that were coming up.
The old trap game.
Yes. But there's no reason that you would look past an opponent. You don't have another game until Monday.
Right.
You hadn't played in 9 days.
You looked at it as a warm-up for Michigan. That's what you did. Let's just get nice and loose and warmed up for the big one, Michigan. That's what we're really focused on.
Take a week off beforehand, too. We don't...
Yeah!
It's Troy.
You know, some of the things that went wrong, Mark Ziegler writing in the UT this morning, the Aztecs looked discombobulated for much of the night, missing free throws, firing a lob pass off the rim, botching defensive switches, making lazy passes, getting beat back door, letting a ball roll around...
The back door, I saw that, too, and I went... I've never seen. Now listen, Troy was knocking down 3-pointers left and right, but they were getting easy open backdoor cut layups.
I agree. And this is something you don't usually see from San Diego State, but they got flustered. Troy didn't make a lot of mistakes.
No,
and you knew they were a good 3-point shooting team, so they went out there and they closed in, and every time they did, Troy snuck past them. They'd drive to the hoop, they'd find the back door, and then when they guarded against that, Troy would hit the 3-pointers
when
they gave them an inch. Lots of credit goes to Troy for what they did. They played a really excellent game, especially against San Diego State, just beating them in every way possible that they could. And in that sense, I mean, I'm sure Troy would have given other good teams trouble last night,
sure,
playing as well as they did. But it honestly, it just doesn't matter in the long run because no one's going to remember that Troy played a great game. They're going to look at what ends up being a very mediocre Troy team, and they're going to look at San Diego State with a home loss at the end of the year to a mediocre Troy team. Even if they go on, and as Paulie said, even if they beat Michigan, you know, number 7 team in the country next week, yeah, they'd make the NCAA tournament. This will cost them seed lines. If they play a great season and they would have been a 4 seed, they'll be a 6 seed.
Yeah.
If they play a decent season, they would have been an 8 seed, they'll be a 10 seed. And if they play an okay season and they would have been a 10 seed, they'll be out of the tournament. That's how costly a loss like that is in college basketball nowadays.
Yeah, and it, you know, the same thing's going on in college football right now where they're looking at the quality of your losses more so than things like head to head, right? Like they're looking at quality of losses and going, you like Miami and Notre Dame is the biggest debate going on today. It's absolutely exhausting. And from my perspective, I can actually see some of the points being made, but I do think you have to factor in, yeah, losses are awful. Who did you lose to? Right? Who'd you lose to? And this one is the one that's going to sting SDSU all year.
You know, it gets to February and March, every single game on television, they will put that graphic on the screen. Good wins, bad losses.
Yep.
And that one is going to hang around their necks all year long. Every time you see the graphic that says bad loss, home versus Troy.
Yeah, now we're rooting for Troy.
Exactly, the rest of the year.
The rest of the way.
And, you know, I mean, if you want to bright side it a little bit, Magoon Gwath played great.
He did.
I can't really see them having a bad season if Magoon Gwath plays like that, right?
Yes.
I mean, if he plays that well, they should come back and win a lot of games the rest of the way. Because he looked fantastic.
He did. Nothing makes me laugh.
And he should only get better as, you know, as he gets more time and his timing returns and his conditioning gets, you know, up to par. He looks like he's going to be one of the most dominant players in college basketball.
It was great to see him back,
which was
man.
Great.
I thought they were going to roll those guys last night. I really
they did too.
Did. Even after the slow start, and you know they battled back to tie it at half, and I'm like, who's worried? Nobody's worried.
I wasn't worried
even a little bit.
I wasn't really even that worried at 14-2. I go, all right, they haven't played in 9 days.
Yeah,
that was a terrible start, but they'll bounce back, and then they did, and I was fine. And then I couldn't understand why the second half they just kept letting Troy just do it to them over and over again.
Oh. Impose their will.
They really did.
They did.
Troy played the exact game they wanted to play.
They did
against
not.
San Diego State.
They
you
did
see
not,
teams all the time. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Troy did not let up at all.
No.
Like, not at all. They were grinding.
They never went away.
Would you say their rotation about 7 deep?
Yeah.
Half of them fouled out and next thing you know, man, you look and you go, oh, okay, we're going to lose this game. Double overtime.
It didn't feel, while watching, I guess maybe I wasn't paying super close attention to the officiating. It didn't feel like the officiating was all that terrible or one-sided, but 90-plus free throws between the two teams.
The Aztecs got to the line and made more free throws than Troy did, so you can't blame the officiating.
What was the percentage?
The Aztecs missed a few more as well.
Yeah.
I think they
like 70,
74 to 71% on the free throw shooting. Troy was a good shooting team, though. But
Bob wants to know what was with the blue uniforms.
It's their annual Nike N7 game where they honor Native American heritage. It's usually a blowout win at home, and you don't forget about it. You know, I've got highlights. Oh, yeah, they beat Long Beach State in those. They beat so-and-so in those.
So I turned the game on. I didn't know they were doing it. And I look at Troy, and I'm watching there, and they're like the white jerseys with a little bit of red in there, and I'm like, oh, nice bucket. And I'm like, that's not the Aztecs. That's the other team. The Aztecs are in blue. My wife's like, wait, Taylor goes, who are we rooting for? I go, the blue team.
The turquoise team.
The turquoise team. It was
funny. Aztecs.
The Aztecs, you know, the turquoise. But yeah, it was, you know, it did feel a little bit, and it's easy. It's a sports media, sports radio trope. It is easy to believe the hype sometimes. It is. And sometimes you need a loss like this to absolutely get your ass in gear and not believe the hype so much.
It's possible, because I kept waiting for Troy to fall apart.
Me too.
I thought the depth of San Diego State
would wear them out.
Their legs would wear out. And I think maybe the Aztecs did the same thing.
Yep.
Like, eventually these guys are going to wear out.
They're going
to
quit.
They're going to fall apart. They're going to start turning the ball over, because we've seen so many San Diego State opponents come into Viejas Arena and challenge the Aztecs for a half.
Yeah.
And then eventually
the
pressure is too much.
The choking defense.
Oh, my, like, we might win this thing. And all of a sudden it's turnover, turnover, turnover. 10-1 run for San Diego State, and the game is over. And Troy never really did that.
Nope.
They continued to stay poised. They never really let the Viejas crowd get to them. They missed a couple of free throws going into the show.
Because it sounded loud.
Every team does.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty shockingly, a lot of people left. Last media timeout. I mean, a lot of the arena emptied out before the amazing comeback and half-court shot by Miles Byrd.
Wow.
And they weren't around for overtime and double overtime.
I can't say anything. I fell dead asleep. So
you were
asleep. I was
yep.
so cashed.
What was
last
the
night?
Like the latest, largest deficit? It was like they were down 13 with under 3 minutes.
They were down 12 with about four and a half minutes to go, I believe.
And then
I thought it was over.
A couple threes.
And then they came back, and you know, the wild finish. And you have all the momentum now.
Yeah,
I mean,
how do you lose that game after that half court shot? Man.
Their hands are in their heads. They're going like, "We blew it. We had
this
upset, and they just pulled it out on a half court shot." And somehow the Aztecs still couldn't step on their throats.
It's like baseball, man. If your team scores three in the top of the ninth, and you know you take the lead, and then you give it right back up. There's no worse feeling. Like you had them. You had them dialed in. Then you hit the first two guys. The guy hits a three-run homer. You lose the game. Like, there's nothing worse. Nothing worse than that.
Snapped a 29-game winning streak when scoring 100 or more by the Aztecs.
Wow.
I had one of my buddies texted me. He goes, "I can't believe the offense. They keep missing these short ones." I go, "Don't blame the offense. They scored 107 points.
Yeah.
Normally, that's pretty good enough for
that's
the Aztecs
like
to get the job done.
Two games worth sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's the defense you really want to keep your eye on in this game. When you're giving up 108 on a team that normally gives up 61, that's the area you should be more concerned about last night.
Yep, agreed, 100%. But no, it was ugly. It was ugly as it gets. Benny, and yeah, now it's going to be, you know, the storyline, the narrative, like you said, the anchor around their neck for the rest of the year, and you just have to, you can't do anything about it, man. You got to go out and push through and try to beat Michigan, try to beat Arizona. Like, there's some good-ass teams in that tournament. Oregon.
What's the format for the players? Like,
so the first two games are already scheduled,
right.
And then based on how you do in the first two games, if you win both, you'll play another team that's won both of their games for the championship. If you go 1-1, you'll play another 1-1 team. If you go 0-2, you'll play another 0-2 team.
So you're guaranteed three.
Yes. You don't know who it's going to be because there's a bunch of teams there, but you're guaranteed three games. The third game is yet to be determined.
Sure,
the first two, Michigan, Monday, Oregon, Tuesday,
Oregon,
I believe.
Right.
Well, you wanted to win one of those two or even both of them next week. Now after that loss yesterday.
You got
to
win one.
You have to win one and preferably two. Two might cancel out that loss. But
possibly.
Still an uphill battle now.
Paulie's going to give us some Rindle Report headlines when we come back. I don't know if he's going to include LeBron's return to the NBA last night, but he might. He might not.
Didn't even know that happened until just
then
now.
Then apparently he might not. We'll also name our biggest fan when we come back with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.